Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going to get back to the Royals in a little bit. Joel Goldberg is going to call into the show in about 15 minutes or so. There are still some questions that need to be answered in the National Football League. We are trying to figure out what Aaron Rodgers is going to do. We are trying to figure out what Kirk Cousins is going to do. Now, I don't know if this counts as a conspiracy theory or an idea or what the correct term would be. But I believe that Aaron Rodgers is going to join the Pittsburgh Steelers. I believe that the Steelers would have been more proactive this offseason if they had no plan at quarterback. Now, I don't know exactly what the plan is. Maybe they're going to get through the draft. Aaron Rodgers is going to show up at some point in June, and they don't want to deal with the entire back and forth of, well, why was Aaron Rodgers not at OTAs? Why was he not at minicamp? That's just my own theory. I just feel like we have seen every team try to come up with a possible solution at quarterback for this upcoming season. The only team that hasn't really done anything to try to answer those questions has been the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, what's their plan if they don't go get Aaron Rodgers? What's their plan in week one for an organization that we know takes great pride in trying to make the postseason and trying to be a viable and competitive team? I mean, they have one of the bottom five quarterback situations in the National Football League. Maybe you think they will still have that if they go get Aaron Rodgers, but at least that is a short-term plan. So that is one thing that we are potentially waiting on. What's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers? What is the future of him? And what is his future in the National Football League and what the Steelers are going to do at the quarterback position? The other question is around Kirk Cousins and what he could potentially do. Right now, he is the backup quarterback in Atlanta. That's spending a whole lot of money for a backup quarterback. We have already let the draft go by, and you can't trade him for a draft pick anymore, at least not in this year's draft class, because all of them have already been used. Here's Ian Rappaport with the latest.
So the Kirk Cousins thing, I was, kind of keeping track of and trying to figure like, all right, if he leaves Atlanta, where might he go? And I think if your good friend Aaron Rodgers does not go to Pittsburgh, I think that would be a possibility. But it feels to me like the other possibilities kind of don't exist. Like, people talked about the Vikings. Okay, well, they traded for Sam Howell. Okay. People talked about maybe the Browns. Okay, well, I don't know if you guys know this, but they drafted a second quarterback in Shedeur Sanders. So I don't think he's going there, and I don't think he'd go anywhere.
And
Dylan Gabriel.
Jeez.
And so, like, the more this goes, I kind of think he's going to be the Falcons' backup, which, like, there's no source on that because the Falcons have told us this from the beginning. It's just we kind of, like, just didn't believe them, it feels like. But I think, I mean, he's got family in Atlanta. I'm not sure, like, he's got no trade clause. I'm not sure he's going to go anywhere. Unless, like, something crazy happens where he would be able to go be the starter.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I am guessing that Kirk Cousins' best opportunity to start this year in the National Football League is either in Pittsburgh, where Aaron Rodgers doesn't take the job, and we'll double back on Pittsburgh here in a bit. So Aaron Rodgers decides, I'm done playing in the National Football League. Pittsburgh is left scrambling. They go get Kirk Cousins as a viable option for them this upcoming season. Or it's waiting for an injury to happen. Because Cleveland, they have five players in their room. I don't know why Cleveland would now go out and get Kirk Cousins. It just doesn't make any sense to me. When you've got Kenny Pickett, you've got Joe Flacco, you just spent two draft picks on quarterbacks. Now you're going to spend another asset or more cap space to go get another quarterback. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me if you're Cleveland. I think you have to cross them off the list. I still think it undermines what the Falcons want to do if you are bringing Kirk Cousins back. And if you're Michael Penix and you play poorly in the first month of the season, you already know what the conversation is going to be. Well, do they make the right decision? Well, should they go back to Kirk Cousins? I just think you usually want to eliminate that conversation and you want a clean, fresh start. And the best way to have that clean, fresh start is to remove the possibility of the conversation, and that's getting Kirk Cousins off of the roster. I still believe that he will be on another team at the beginning of training camp, or possibly an injury happens in training camp, something happened like a couple of years ago to Teddy Bridgewater, something happened like what happened with Sam Bradford a few years back, where an injury happens, a team is now scrambling for a quarterback, and he is the last remaining viable option to go get that quarterback. I think that's what probably happens with him. And then if you look at Pittsburgh's situation to double back, I mean, their starting quarterback right now would be Mason Rudolph. Their backup quarterback will be Will Howard. That's their plan at QB for this year. You know, this show loves Will Howard, friend of the show. He could maybe be a starting quarterback in the league this upcoming year. I mean, Will Howard to me just screams career backup, and that's a great job. You make $10, $15, $20 million over your life. People like being around you. You're a guy that comes in and you're a Cooper Rush type that's going to be in the league for a while. I mean, that's a good job if you can get it. I just don't know if Pittsburgh is going into this season, not with this quarterback room that they have with Mason Rudolph and Will Howard. I think Pittsburgh has a deal in place with Aaron Rodgers. They are letting him get through whatever personal thing he described to us on Pat McAfee a couple of weeks ago, and he ultimately is going to take this job. Or if Rodgers has a change of heart, I think they have to go out there and get Kirk Cousins. I think we are trying to figure out what two of the veteran QBs in the league are going to do, and it makes sense as we have now concluded the NFL draft cycle. So we're done with free agency. We're done with the draft. Rob, there's just not a lot of jobs. There's not a lot of spots open, not at that position. Teams have already filled them.
Can you explain to me, and it's maybe impossible to answer, why the Steelers of all franchises are putting up with this with Aaron Rodgers? Because if there is one franchise that I feel like it's, you fall in line, the culture is the culture, this is what we do, maybe even more so than the Kansas City Chiefs, it's the Mike Tomlin Pittsburgh Steelers. It's we above me, or at least that's how it looks like from an outside perspective. But it seems like they're just placating Rodgers without placating Rodgers yet. Hey, we want you. Sign on your terms. Hey, we're not going to draft a quarterback, even though quarterbacks were there for us to take in the first couple rounds, because we feel like you're the guy. We're just going to keep waiting. We'd love you. Take your time. We think you're a great quarterback. You can do what you got to do. You get through your personal stuff. Hey, if you don't want to come to OTAs, I mean, Ken, that's fine. We'll sign you in June if that makes you happy. How come the Steelers, of all franchises, are playing this game with Aaron Rodgers? If there was one team in the league I thought would have said, here's the hard line, get on board or don't, it would have been the Steelers. But it feels like they're just placating Rodgers, which is stunning to me for an organization that proud.
I think it's a combination of two things. This was not a great veteran crop of quarterbacks this year. People didn't love this draft class. There aren't a lot of options if you were them. I mean, honestly, one of the best options for Pittsburgh would have been Justin Fields. They didn't seem to have much interest in Justin Fields. Other than that, it was Justin Fields. It was Russell Wilson. It was those Daniel Jones. It was those type of quarterbacks that were available this offseason. So it's a bad veteran group. You didn't obviously love this year's class, or you would have taken one in the NFL draft a little higher than Will Howard, where you got him in the sixth round.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.